there, based on what you've seen with Tank, with Nico when he gets healthy, with John Mechie, with Xavier Hutchinson, with Robert Woods, do you feel like they have enough? I can't wait to hear what Larry in Stafford has to say on a day like this. Where you at, man? It's been a while. You've had some time to think it through. You think the Texans are good? You think they need to make a move?
So, you know, I've always thought and I've always said that your ass is scary, man. And you know they got enough over there, man. Them boys been over there in camp all summer long. Mechie and Hutch been making plays. They just need opportunities. This Larry. Opens up the opportunity for Tank to get back in the mix. And then we're going to get Nico back. Sure, if you want to add a piece, you can probably do it. But Robert Woods can play that role that Diggs was playing, man, because I saw a couple times that he made some blocks in the game the other day that was big-time blocks, and he returned kicks. So they got enough. But so as long as number 7 is pulling the trigger and number 28 is back there toting that thing, I don't give a damn who they line up against. They're going to be able to go out there and play against anybody. But here's another thing. You know, Clint, they always say a broke clock can be right twice a day. Show ass might just be on to something by moving Titus ass back to guard and going and let Fisher go out there and play, because then you can put Stover or Quintero or whatever the hell his name is out there to give him some help out there on the edge to be able to handle Hassan Reddick or whatever. But look, this is just some of the things you got to go through. It's unfortunate we lost Diggs, but you have to go through these kind of things to get your ass to New Orleans. And I think that the Texans got more than enough. As long as my number 7 is back there, man, I don't give a damn who they line up against.
Larry,
and I'll holler.
No, don't holler. Stay your ass right there.
Yeah, what you want, show?
That's right. Larry, this is a real low point for you right here, dog. Hey, man, you led this off with John Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson. You just said New Orleans, which I believe you're meaning Super Bowl. And you rolled off all them guys. And you feel like you honestly sit here and feel like, damn, man, John Mechie, man, they made some plays. What did you say? Robert Woods made some blocks? Is that what you said? Come on, man.
That's exactly what
Come
I said.
Come on, man. You ain't a little bit like, hey, man, we need to bolster this. We need to do, like, we can't go from Stephon Diggs until Robert Woods, who can make some blocks in your terms.
No.
Like, it's what you said. I know you don't trust no John Mechie. I know you don't trust no damn Xavier Hutchinson. No, you don't.
Yes,
you can't. Why?
Because I got a quarterback that can make them boys perform. Let me ask you something.
How come he ain't made John Mechie do nothing since?
Who are the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers?
Who cares? They've won 13 in a row, and they're back-to-back champions, and they have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Stop it. Who cares? Who's their tight end? They got a dude you like.
As long as that trigger man is who we know him to be, we going to be just fine. So, and number 28 already showed you what kind of offense we're going to run. Your ass going to have to line up and play some real grown man-ass football. I'm not worried about nothing going into this Jets game. All I need to make sure is my quarterback don't bounce off that old raggedy-ass turf up there and get his ass back to H-Town so that we can continue this roll that we on. So quit being so damn scary, man, and I'll holler.
That's a man that just, I mean, you can hear it. There's
sidewind-ass tennis shoes. That's
all he had.
The dismount of just getting back to Houston safe. He don't bounce his head off that raggedy-ass turf.
How much yak have you been drinking, Larry? You do not believe that. You can't trust. There is no, Larry, I respect you too much to believe that you trust John Mechie.
Hold on,
there is no way. There's no way. Kate, you can't come out the gates about, hey, Stephon Diggs replacing Robert Woods with these blocks. Come on, man. Like, look here, man. He threw for 86 yards against the Packers with Diggs. Come on, man. You can't be just this confident. I mean, my man came through like, hey, no worries. Okay. All right. I don't think they have enough. And I don't think Larry does either. I don't think they have enough. I think they need to add some more firepower to this team. We'll see if they do. And to me, just for the very least, Clint, they got a lot of dudes that have injury histories that you can see potentially, because they're damn sure Clint an injury away from any of them, from being having some issues. Because John Metchie's gonna have to play right now, and if he gets hurt, and I'm talking the lowest on the whole thing. If he gets hurt, they're just at numbers at this point right now.
Yeah, look, this game is going to be tough. I mean, you want to talk about this game? This is a game of opportunity, because the record for the Jets is bad. There's obviously some internal dysfunction that Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers can't clean up, and hell, Aaron has added fuel to the fire. So there's clearly, this is not a great football team, but they are very, very dangerous on the defensive side of the football. They can be a problem. And I don't know. I would like to think that Tank Dell can go in there and do some things and create some separation and create some explosive plays, some big plays. But this year, in seven games he's played in, we've seen two. Look, this is a game of opportunity for, I think, number one, Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz to actually contribute and produce in a big way as number one targets, if you will. It's definitely an opportunity for John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson to prove that they can get on an NFL football field and consistently make plays. No disrespect, Hutch. I know you've been there. You've made some plays. Metchie, I'm sorry you got caught in the Metchie fire here, but yeah, it's an opportunity. This is a game of opportunity. Now, when Nico gets back, I ain't worried about nothing. But this game against the Jets, yeah, there's a little bit of concern there, no doubt.
Text line coming through. Larry is right. As long as CJ is slinging the ball, a great quarterback can make a mediocre wide receiver be great. Aaron Rodgers, who's only been to one Super Bowl in Green Bay, made every wide receiver look like an All-Pro.